Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. You'll help me on the way to 100,000 if it ever happens. Thank you so much, and let's crack on with today's first story. Now, today's first story comes from 3Hairy5U, who says, "My 21 female boyfriend, 22 male of 1.5 years, is suddenly getting passive aggressive about my leg hair. Throw away because my boyfriend sometimes uses Reddit. I don't shave, no armpits, no legs, no pubes. I do pluck my eyebrows. I haven't since 6th or 7th grade. And we, my boyfriend and I, first got together. I was very clear that I wouldn't be shaving. It's just something I don't do. If I'm going to a fancy event where my legs will be shown, I wear tan stockings, and you can't even tell. Anyways, he was fine with this for a while, or at least never said anything about it. It's not like I was secretive of never shaving, so it shouldn't have been a surprise. But recently, since about November, he has been making comments about it. Examples: it doesn't take that long to shave, and smooth legs are so nice. When we see a commercial for shaving products or something similar. I kind of ignored the comment as they weren't really directed at me, but they have been coming more frequent and worse. He said to me something like, your legs would be so nice if they were like that, and I overheard a casual comment of hairy legs are so gross to his friends, and generally actually comparing my gross legs to hairless nice legs. Then one day he came from the grocery store with lady shaving cream and a pack of women's razors. This was about 2 weeks ago. I clarified when he presented them to me that I would not be shaving. He said they were just on sale, so I bought them, just in case. I don't care to. It's itchy and time-consuming, and I just don't care. I am not unhygienic by any means. I shower at least every 2 days and wear deodorant. I don't know why he was fine with it before and suddenly is being so weird about it. He hasn't even outright spoke to me about it and shared his concern over my hairy legs." And we do have some relevant comments and a couple of updates on this one as well. And it sort of feels to me initially after reading this that maybe, because it just came out of nowhere, that maybe a friend has said something and that's why he's bringing it up all of a sudden. I'm not excusing the behavior or anything like that, especially buying you a razor and shaving cream then coming home with it just in case. And like many of these stories, the only way this will be solved, if, you know, it doesn't end up splitting up or whatever, is that just a discussion about it and, you know, reiterate your boundaries and then not changing. But if I was in OP's position on this, you know, and they came back and someone brought me back like a pack of razors and a shaving cream just like that when they already knew sort of the boundaries on this, it would make me feel like absolute shit. Because it's not like he didn't know this from the beginning. It was stated from the very start. So now he's trying to change something that she doesn't want to change. But we have a few relevant replies from OP where they reply to people in the comments. So she started off by saying, "The thing is, I do put a lot of effort into my appearance. I'm really into makeup, clothing, nails and hair. My makeup is usually done. Nothing outrageous, just nice, natural. My nails manicured and painted and my hair washed, blow-dried, dyed regularly and styled. I work out and dress nicely unless it's a lazy day. Literally all it is my body hair. He has a beard, so he hardly has to shave and probably takes less care of himself than I do myself. He doesn't work out. I'm feeling really weird about his passive aggressiveness. Why couldn't he just talk to me about it? My leg hair honestly isn't even that bad. It is lightish and you can hardly see it on my thighs. It is just weird because he hasn't complained about my pubes / armpits, which are both natural. Just my legs. I did try to talk to him about it when he bought the shaving cream and razors. He just brushed it off though. It would be one thing if he outright asked me about it, but he isn't even doing that. Honestly, if this was the beginning of a relationship, it would be over. I'm giving him more grace time because I really do like him and we have been dating for a while. Then one comment in response to repeated comments that not shaving is disgusting and then says, why is it disgusting? So are all men disgusting because they don't shave their legs and armpits? Please evaluate why you think it is disgusting, because as far as I am concerned, it is not, and I don't see a reason to shave. So now we're going to start off with the first update. Hello users of relationships, my previous thread is locked, so let me clear up a few things before I get to the actual talk. Thank you for all the replies and advice in the last thread. First things first. So many people made a comment about me saying I at least shower every 2 days. At least meaning I usually shower every day, but sometimes skip on the weekends if I'm not doing anything. Yep, that is so gross, guys. Second, the last post was not about my leg shaving habits. It was aimed to solve his passive aggression and how I should speak to him about it. I am not a Tumblr SJW or a crazy cat lady or a woman looking to ride the cock carousel, as many of you called me. It is rather cool that you know so much about me. I'm not advocating by any means that all women should stop shaving. Do whatever the hell you want with your body hair. Third, you telling me or anyone who chooses not to shave their legs, whether it out of laziness or just plain old preference, it is gross and nasty and unhygienic, is not suddenly going to show them the light and ultimate truth of the ways of glorious sleek legs. We know what we are doing. We know a lot of people find it gross, but obviously it doesn't matter that much to us that strangers do. It is not unhygienic if you properly take care of yourself. This is a conscious choice I have made. For the people who actually gave me advice on how to deal with this passive aggression, thank you. It gave me the confidence to ovary up and talk to him. Anyways, to the update. I met up with my boyfriend a little earlier today to finally just outright talk about it. I told him yesterday I had something important to talk to him about. He agreed to meet up with me today. We had some small talk in the beginning, but I launched right into the convo. I told him that I've noticing his passive aggressiveness and hints about my choice not to shave lately and how I find it very disappointing that he couldn't outright talk to me about it. He got this downtrodden look on his face and didn't reply immediately, so I continued. I told him that I have made the choice not to shave and he knew about it since the beginning. I asked him if he wasn't okay with it from the beginning or if it is something recent. He finally began talking. He said that it was just suddenly bothered him. He was apathetic towards it at the beginning. It was just hair after all. I asked him what changed his mind, but I assured him it is okay to have a change in preference, but if he knew what happened, I would like to know. I was trying to hint at maybe one of his friends saying something before I outright asked. He said that he didn't know, but I could clearly tell he did. I asked him if he was embarrassed by it. Did one of your friends say something about it? He sheepishly replied yes. So I asked him if he wasn't attracted to me because of my leg hair, or if he was still apathetic towards it sexually but embarrassed because of other people were making remarks about it. He said the latter. I explained that I was not only disappointed in the way he handled it, his extreme passive aggression, but that his opinion of me could be so easily swayed after a year of a solid relationship. He still was pretty quiet. I said I wanted to think over our conversation and I wanted him to think over it too, and that we would talk at a later date because he was not being fully open with me. I told him that since this is one of our first big conflicts in our relationship, we have to feel through it together and be open with each other. He agreed with me. I asked if he wanted to talk now or later, and he said later. I got up and left. I don't know how I feel about this conversation. I hope after a day of thinking it over, we can come to an agreement together. Edit. I love it when people don't read the text and just comment on how gross it is to have hairy legs and tell me it isn't a big deal. No, shaving isn't, but passive aggression and communication is. Seriously, this isn't a shaving problem, it is a communication problem. And before we go on to that second update, we have a couple more relevant comments to that post which said, as I have said multiple times, if he wanted me to shave, he should have asked me like an adult, not call my legs gross and compare me to other women. This isn't an issue about my legs, it's an issue about communication. I'm willing to compromise if he can clearly articulate and communicate with me. As I said in my post, I'm seeking a compromise. I feel like no one is truly reading what I said and just commenting. But before we do that, I find it strange in this one so far. But and again, before we get to the second update, that OP's having to defend themselves so much that people were like automatically coming down on like, oh, body hair's disgusting, blah, blah, blah. Whether you shave or not, if it's your preference or not, it's clearly not what that's about. Like OP keeps saying in this post, you know, she said at the very start that the boyfriend knew about the body hair at the very start and there's been a sudden change. So OP's just looking for that communication to why there's change. She's even saying there's a compromise in this right now. She's opening up some healthy dialogue between them and he's not going down that road at the moment. Maybe we'll in the second update, but let's head on over there to find out what happened next. Hello Reddit. Since my first post and update post, my boyfriend and I have broke up. He was unable to communicate and I realized I've been viewing this with rose-tinted glasses as he was my first serious and long-term boyfriend. First long-term boyfriend was in high school and it wasn't very serious. This was my first real-life boyfriend. Even leaving out the leg hair thing. Upon reflection, I realized he always has been more passive-aggressive than open. He always compared to me other women. Women that I am not. I'm 6 foot tall and he would make subtle remarks whenever I wore heels that he wished I was shorter. Shorter like that girl over there or wish I didn't wear heels. He never outright asked me not to in a polite manner, mind you. More comments were made about my appearance in a similar way, but not super frequently. He also always got uncomfortable around my overt sense of humour. I find gross things funny. Farting, pooping, burping, the works. I do know there is a time and place though. I wouldn't be having a trumpet solo in public place or whatever. My friends also have this sense of humour and he always got rather quiet and distant around them. He also compared himself to everyone too, putting himself down and basically begging me to bring him up. I did so, and I didn't even realise it. It's funny how something as silly as my want to not shave made me realise that we weren't as well matched. Anyways, for about a week after our convo, I urged him to talk to me more. He really didn't, so I sat him down a week later and basically said, "What's your problem?" But nicer. I wanted to make it work even after my realization. I did love him. He didn't really speak his mind for a bit, but once he did, he said he was embarrassed by me and wished I was more feminine and shit like those other girls. For clarification, I mean the perfect girls he always talked about, not the girls who chose to shave or be more feminine or whatever. Follow your dreams, ladies. Of course, he mentioned his friends mocking me. I knew that this wasn't going to work after that, sadly. The next day, I went to Lush and Sephora, bought myself a crap ton of bath products and, you guessed it, shaving products. I went home and shaved. It was a unique experience to say my legs were nice and silky. I decided I at least needed to try it and see if it was worth it. I haven't shaved since then, but I'm glad I gave it an opportunity. It honestly was a pretty neutral breakup. No hard feelings really. I was upset for a few days, hence my fancy makeup and bath works shopping spree, but we have seen each other around and said hello. I really hope he finds new friends though. I now realise they are the douchebags that a lot of people don't want to hang around with. The annoying college guys, the shallow ones. A person's friend reflects themselves as the saying goes. Oh well, I still wish him the best and I can honestly say I'm glad we are over. Once again, thanks for the advice, the support and whatever. Even if it was just calling me nasty or whatever for not shaving. And the final relevant comments from OP on that post said, I don't want this post to be construed as I want everyone not to shave. I just want everyone to do what they want. With limits, of course. Killing and hurting others ain't good, friends. I think change is good, but not change that is unnecessary to build me up as a good, better person. Not shaving my legs is not a detriment to my character. In a response to this comment, he did communicate with you, he asked you to shave and be feminine. You don't want to. OP replied saying, he didn't ask though. He said in the final conversation that I was embarrassing and didn't like how I was for things I can't change. Height and personality. But never asked me to reform. He just said that and didn't ask. It wasn't worth it to me. I am already pretty feminine, minus my shaving habits, so I can't magically become shorter and cuter and less independent in personality. In response to a comment that says, I'm a bit confused, did you shave your legs before or after you guys broke up? OP said, lol, the day after we broke up I decided why the hell not, I haven't in forever. And also since I haven't in a while, I couldn't really remember how it felt to be shaved. It was also just a nice treat yourself day, painted my nails, used fancy lotion, took a glorious bath. Well, now I have for sure decided that not shaving is cool with me for now. I am open to it though, especially with my Lush shaving cream sitting in not use in my bathroom. Now, I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? How would you have dealt with it? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below and let's move on to another.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Story. And our next story comes from a throwaway account titled OP's Husband Refuses to Move for Her Promotion. We've been married for almost a decade and have two children that are elementary school age. I work remotely. My job offered to literally double my income if I moved to be local to where the company is. To me, this is a no-brainer. That's a life-changing offer for us and our kids. However, he refuses to move. His family is here and he won't leave them. He claims money isn't everything, which is true, but it sure helps, and with the promotion I've been offered, he could travel to see them as much as he wanted to. He wouldn't even have to work if he didn't want to. He says he's happy here and he wants the kids to grow up around family. I get that, I do. However, if he wants the kids to grow up around family, we're living in the wrong state anyways because I have 100 times the amount of family in a different state than he has here. What he means is he wants the kids to grow up around his family. I'm interpreting this as him choosing his family over me, and that crushes me. We, the kids and I, are his family, and he should want to do whatever he can to give us the best possible life. Never in my life did I think I'd have to fight for the priority spot in his life over his mum. I don't know what to do. I want this promotion. I will never see this kind of money otherwise. At the same time, I'm not one to thump my chest to get my way. We always make decisions together, but we're at a crossroads with this, and I don't know how to reach a mutual agreement. No matter which route we take, someone loses. What would Reddit do? Take the promotion with or without him, or decline the promotion and stay here where his family is? Edit. This got a ton of traction that I wasn't expecting, so let me clarify some things. Where my job is, we've lived there before. We live where we are currently for 6 years, where my job is for 4. Then we moved back a year ago. My daughter wants to move back, my son doesn't. We are one emergency expense away from being homeless type of middle class. We have no savings, we can't vacation, my parents pay for school supplies and clothes. My biggest issue is that his sole reason for not wanting to move, at least what he tells me, is that he wants to stay close to his mum. I'm not looking for a divorce, I take my marriage very seriously. I feel I've sacrificed a shit ton to ensure this marriage stays successful. Divorce is not something I entertain. That's why, when push comes to shove, I know I'll be the one to give up my opportunity, for the sake of keeping my family together. That's how it's always gone. I know that's where this is headed. I was hoping for advice on how to navigate this and maybe some further understanding as to why he doesn't want to move, since he won't tell me anything else. Also, I'm trying to respond to everyone, but this is blowing up way faster than I can keep up with, so be patient with me, lol. Edit 2. I've been reading comments for 3 hours straight. For every comment I read, 3 more come in. I am trying, I swear. I promise I will read every single one of these, lol. One more clarification. Mother-in-law won't move because her boyfriend won't, so that's off the table. And we're going to move straight into the update to find out what happened next. 13.9k upvotes, 3.7k comments, more messages and DMs than I can count, over 100 in each, plus being cross-posted in 2 other subs was so much more than I expected. I tried so hard to stay caught up, which proved to be impossible, then my thread was locked so I gave up. I spent the last month periodically logging into this account and reading a few more messages and comments. I was determined to get through them all, and I did. To those of you I never responded to, I'm sorry. Please rest assured I read every single thing that was sent to me. You guys were right. You were telling me everything I already knew, but was ignoring it for a multitude of reasons unless you live this life. You can't understand why the choices that are made are made. I could sit here and give you 1,000 excuses for why I lived this life for so long, but they are just that, excuses. So there's no reason to waste anyone's time. Anyways, as for the update, it's been 31 days since my post and we all know what's been happening over the last 31 days. The apocalypse. But you know what? It's the best thing that could have happened for me in the moment. Every star I needed to align for me to get the necessary gonads did. First, school was closed for the rest of the year. Second, husband was furloughed. Third, we were denied all assistance outside of $149 a week in unemployment due to me making too much gross income by less than $100. Don't get me started on how fucking stupid that system is. March 13th, which was the kid's final day at school. I approached him after the kids were in bed and said, "Listen, husband, for 11 years, I've done anything and everything you've wanted with complete disregard of my wants and needs. However, our kids depend on us to survive, so it is literally our job to make sure they have everything they need. With everything that's transpired and so much unknown in the future, I'm taking the job. This isn't about you. It's not even about me. It's about them." He told me that this was my choice and he understood why I felt like I needed to do it, but that he couldn't support me choosing money over family. Reminder, his family. My family is split between two completely unrelated states. I told him I loved him, I wanted him there, that my family isn't my family without him, and that the offer for him to come stands, should he choose to join us. March 28th, the three of us began our next adventure. I found and secured a home before we left. We spent the time getting settled in and finding our new groove. I've been so busy, I haven't really been able to absorb the life changes that have taken place over the last 30 days. I miss him, but I'm cut deep over this. So should he decide he wants to join us, I'm not sure I welcome that. I guess we will see if and when the time comes. As far as the status of our relationship stands, I have no idea. We haven't discussed it. Time will tell, I suppose. I did link up with a therapist though. That's been enlightening. Thanks for the extra large dose of humble source Reddit. I'm confident this wouldn't have panned out how it did without 3,700 plus of you screaming my truth to me. Stay safe out there, and for the love of God, stay the fuck home. Second update. It's been almost 4 months since my last post, and I've had quite a few people reach out to see how life is going, so I figure it's time to finish this story. The kids and I are still here, alone. We found our groove and fall into a nice routine. We're all in therapy and doing well. Single mum life is fucking hard. I'm so thankful this is happening now and not when they were younger and more dependent on other people to accomplish anything. I have so much respect for single parents. This shit is rough. Anyway, he tried to join us. He didn't show up unannounced or anything, but he asked me if he could come be with us. I wanted to say yes. I wanted so badly to welcome him with open arms and have my family back together as one unit again and live the rest of our happy life ever after in a blissful harmony. I just couldn't. The old me died and I'm no longer able to silence and ignore my unhappy for the benefit of others. The cuts are deep and the wounds need to heal. I have also to be sure that injuries won't repeat themselves ever again. I can't go through this again. I specifically kept going back to this comment, written by Late Enough. I originally responded to it and said I'd screenshot it to read later when I was ready. I meant that. That comment stuck more than anyone else's did for some reason. From that comment, and quotes, he is very sweetly, nicely, civil, selfish. And then says, holy fuck, if that isn't the gospel. The more time that passes, the less I yearn for him, and the more I realize how much of my life I truly lived for his happiness. I'm learning who I am, what I like, and how I handle things, without the shadow of someone else's happiness and judgment interfering with any of that. It's been a journey, both bad and good, one I'm grateful to be taking though. However, he's still the greatest man I've ever known. I still love him to my core, and I would still love for our family to be together as one again, so we're working on it. I had only one stipulation before I'd agree to work on things with him. He had to go to therapy. with how much he's resisted therapy for literally our entire relationship. I knew he was serious about having his family and me back when he agreed to talk to someone, without hesitation. Not only did he agree to it, he's actually done it and is still doing it. It's been really good. He's acknowledged some faults I never thought he would and is making great progress bettering himself as a person, a dad and a husband. I'm really proud of him. I'm confident we will end up as one again someday. I'm also confident that things won't fall back into old patterns ever again. We've grown and learned a lot. We want this to work too bad, and we've worked entirely too hard ensuring a better future for any of that to happen. There's a lot more work to do before we can move past this, but we'll get there. The kids are aware of everything, in their own kid-appropriate version. They know that we moved so mummy could make more money since daddy lost his job, and they now know that daddy didn't come with us because mummy and daddy have some issues to work through first. Most importantly, they know that we both love them unconditionally and that the issues between him and I are not because of anything that's their fault. The fine details of the future are unknown, the where, the when, etc. What is known though is that I'll eventually have my forever version by my side to help figure that stuff out together. I know I only ever told Reddit about the bad, so I probably seem stupid for handling the situation like I did. You'll just have to trust that this random internet stranger is making the right decision, and that he isn't an utterly horrible sack of dog shit. Thanks again for everything, Reddit. I appreciate the good, the bad, the mean, and the weird that I encountered from my last two posts. Edits. Oh yeah, he's also still out of work, so that only solidifies that I made the right choice. Wow, what a story. And I feel like if I was in this situation that I would probably go with OP, especially the way it was worded, you know, you're doing it for our family that, you know, we're trying to look for their future. You're like one emergency expense away from being homeless. And I think that would take priority in the moment. I know living near family, especially like to me, family is very important and living near family is super important and love being near them and stuff. And I think the only reason I'd maybe insist on staying close by, and as I'm only going back to like my dad when he was ill, is being close to him. It, you know, if a family member was ill like that and they'd need that care, and that would be the only reason that would keep me close, I think. But I also think it's an easier thing for me to say, like in the UK, we're only like 5-8 hours away from anyone on this island. And I think there was the opportunity where OP said as well, you know, he can travel at any point he wants to go visit his family, you know, and he doesn't even have to work if he don't want to. But yeah, what do you guys make of this one? How would you feel if you was put into that situation from either perspective? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Now, a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, support and time always means the absolute world to me. And I just want you to know that you really, truly make a huge difference to everything in the way this channel is run. As I said, I know I say it every single time, but, you know, you're incredible. Never forget that. And I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs. Eat some breakfast, milk and eggs. Brush my teeth up, wash my face. Throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.